Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so excited. I had a beautiful spiritual healing fair today at Low Arts Healing in Salem, Virginia tonight. It was amazing. It was beautiful, and I did readings, I had music. Everybody was just, like, happy to find their tribe. It was amazing. So I had a wonderful day. I'm a little tired, but I wanted to be connecting with you and doing this show tonight. And but it was really wonderful to connect with other people that, again, want to bring a spirituality to a new level.
That's a good thing.
How about you?
Oh, just moving along as usual. I have to say for all our callers out here, someone's going to have a birthday before we speak again.
I wonder who that would be.
You.
I know it.
So, I wanted to give everybody a little heads up with that because this year, one of the things I find just as awesome about her solo return is how spiritual and how psychic she's going to be, okay? This is a strong, strong year for her as far as in being in tune. So, hey, you're going to see some stuff starting to come out of her that's going to be really awesome. So, just have to
cool.
say that.
Thank you. Well, you know, I always celebrate my birthday for the entire month of July. I always have since I was a kid. Oh, it's my birthday month. But not so much this year. I've been busy with a lot of other things and family and friends and, of course, all of our clients, all the people that follow us. And so what do you like about my solar return the best, Jacqueline? Fill me in.
I do like that this is a transformative time for you. Jupiter is in your 8th house and trine to your Mars in your 12th, okay? That is not a part of the grand trine that comes from Uranus that's in that Taurus as well, Pluto and your moon. So I love all these blessing lines to you because it makes it a very strong spiritual journey as well as a strong transformation and change. And it obviously is for your benefit. It's a little tricky, but it's obviously for your benefit. It really,
okay.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about it is it enhances truly who you are. It gives you, and I know you would say it's not conjunct, but I will. They're inner planets, and 8 degrees is not enough for me to say, hey, they're interacting with each other, but it also gives you Mercury-Venus connection to where I call them conjunct. And that's in your 11th house. So it's really about speaking out and speaking out about love. And people hear you this year, which I do like, okay? You know, here again, I know that you're not as public as a figure as what this chart is going to deem, but you're going to be out and about and out in the public, that's for sure. Okay?
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm.
So,
now,
here
what I was going to ask you about, because you're an expert on solar returns more than I am, because I do other stuff, but Pluto, exactly opposing my Sun, and Saturn, exactly opposing my Mars.
All right. Okay, you want to get into the down and dirty here, okay? But I'm going to use your words back on you, okay, on this one, because it's all about the rebalancing. Everything is rebalancing. It's a foundational shift for you to rebalance your life. Things, you know, again, one of the things you do is you go, 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 go. And it's saying, hey, we're going to rebalance that. It's going to set a foundational shift because of those critical degrees and it being in Capricorn. So you're going to have a solidity after this year with your home and with the direction you're going. And it may not be in your control. Okay, I'm saying it's a little wacky this year, okay?
Okay, but these thank you.
I'm getting to the other one because these rebalancing points, as in two of them, okay? And there's no way, I don't care where you go in this world, there's no way of avoiding this year, okay? Again, when your solar return has these, this is no aspect, it would be in any part of your chart, and it would make these changes. So, on the other hand, which, you know, one of the reasons why I kind of didn't push you to go somewhere to make this happen is because of that opposition of Saturn and Mars. Mars is in your 12th house. Saturn's in your 6th. You got this, okay? It's all about all the knowledge you know and everything you do and putting your heart and soul and working the way you do that will have the universe hand you that balance. It's faith, and it goes all into, no, I've got this. There's a way. I've got this. Every time you run into that situation that you feel is impossible, there's a way because of these polarity points. So I say, have faith, follow your discipline, and you'll succeed in this transformation and change this year, which I think is really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Yes. You know, the thing I love about the work that we do is we're great friends, but we're also amazing colleagues, you know. And I love what you do. Thank you for giving your time freely for the show and being with me to help the people that do call in. Sometimes it's just one question. Sometimes it's a million, but we try and keep it so that everybody has a chance to speak. But thank you so much for being my best friend ever and also helping us to bring this to the public the way that we do, sweetheart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for being my friend forever. It seems like.
I know.
I love you.
You know, I know you can't shake me off the stick.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
You would never do that.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll keep you.
Tell you, the amazing things that are going on right now, to me, I really do like this new moon in Cancer. A lot. Number of things I like about it. And I like the fact that, again, people can look at their power and empowerment through a new veil, I want to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is sometimes we forget what we've given, and we forget what's empowered us in the past. We go through chapters of our life, and they're very difficult. But Pluto and Capricorn opposing the lights and Cancer in that ninth house, at least on the Eastern Seaboard, to me, is amazing because say, okay, know what you're made of, understand your foundation, and apply it to your devotion. Because these lights are also in trine to Neptune in Pisces, the sun of unconditional love and forgiveness. And many of us have been through difficult passages, but then we can heal ourselves and even others. And I just like the healing aspect of this chart.
It, you know, it's an extremely healing chart in many different ways, and I agree with you again here. It is, and letting go is so important, Okay. One of the things that I really like is the south node conjunct the Arabic part of fortune, dancing on that ascendant when it occurs on the east coast. Okay.
Yes.
It's all in Scorpio. It's all about the shift. And that trine goes into Saturn in Pisces, which really goes back to the same thing as what you were talking about. And these transformations and changes with that south node can be so to our benefit. Allow the past to shift. Move on to the future. Look and see what you can do. Because this is all about self-empowerment when I look at this chart. And it's all about rolling up your sleeves and getting to work in that self-empowerment. And let yourself heal from the sorrows from the past. That is the major thing I see here with us.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the other thing that I noticed too is we go through life's experiences, you and I, as counselors, okay? And because of the Saturn retrograde energy here, that people that are farther back on the path that are now going through things that we've already experienced in one way or another that has a similarity, they're going to find the right counselors. They're going to find the right teachers. They're going to find the right book to read. They're going to maybe develop their own intuitive forces in order to see themselves through to forgiveness and acknowledging that they're better now. And so that's how I'm seeing that angle too. You know, Scorpio energies, and of course I have early Scorpio rising, so I probably favor this. And you've got planets in Scorpio too. You know what I'm talking about. I think it's good for people to say, okay, I can transform this into something that is powerful. And they can find a way.
Absolutely. There's an avenue there. Again, because of that sun-moon trine that I love to Neptune, it's all about there's a way. And
yep.
And Cancer energy is tough. It can find it. It's cardinal.
Yeah.
It'll pop. It
we're gets pretty
obsessed.
Tenacious. We're pretty tenacious as Cancers.
Yes, you are.
I had to say that. Well, you've got a number of people in the queue. We probably should see what we can do for these folks that are reaching out to us tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for the reading. Thank you. Air code 904, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Stacy. Hi, Stacy, 1216-72.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Oh, I don't know. It's starting antsy. I just feel like, I don't know, this feeling just came over me out of nowhere. Just stagnation and just, I don't know. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know. But
what,
I need
what
help.
What triggered it?
The heat and then the rain and then I got a phone call and it all came to kaput. Must be something going on because it hit quite hard and very sudden.
Now, where are you living now? Aren't you living in Florida?
I am.
What city?
West Palm.
I thought so. Okay. Let's take a look and see what we can see for you. Okay. I'm going to look at you with this new moon coming up to see if that gives me a feeling of what you're supposed to reawaken in the new moon. In the new moon, you kind of start over or you take a new take on your current reality. Okay. And you have both your Mars and Venus in Scorpio, and both the sun and the moon tomorrow on the new moon are forming trines and blessing lines about you balancing your yin-yang energy, okay? And realizing the part of you that can be very, very strong and a warrior, but also the part of you that's very, very deep and loving, okay? And so this is what this new moon is telling you. Now, you have to understand the new moon's in effect until the next one for 30 days. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
But this is going to empower you personally. If you sit and ponder and recognize your value, your devotion, some of this is also about self-parenting for you. Okay? To be your best mom and dad, to honor your inner child, but step up to the kind of responsibility you normally would choose. Right? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I was going in that direction, so I'm going to go there again. Time is actually your friend because it's about what she was talking about, self-parenting. It's about time you take a step back. Everything is in motion. Nothing is permanent. And it's coming at you and you're going, oh no, this is a permanent thing. This is, I can't deal with this. But it's not for you to deal with. It's for you to sit on it and ponder, like Aphrodite said. It may take care of itself. You have this, Venus is still in your first house, first of all. You have, she was talking about blessing lines. You have a ton of blessing lines, okay, right now in your chart. And it's all about you going, okay, I hear you. That's going to be there, but I'm going to take and parent myself. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to, and unfortunately, it is hot out there, and you're a nature girl, and you want to go outside. What I say to you with that is that watch a comedy. Watch something funny. Make yourself laugh. Get into something interesting like it's raining outside, and you're going to have to deal with that. Okay, so you take your time and you enjoy the time that's given to you in your downtime is what I'm trying to say, instead of letting it oppress you. Because, yeah, you guys are, 102% humidity. It's nasty down there right now. It's really, God bless your hearts, man. That's a hard time where you go from AC to AC, and that's about as much as you can handle. I understand that. But it is about you stretching and broadening yourself. Again, like Aphrodite said, sorry about that, I dropped my phone. This is about self-parenting, and it's about having fun while you're waiting out for the solution, because the solutions will come with Venus in your first house. You'll know what to do, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hang in there.
And the other thing I want to mention to you is that Mars in Virgo now is squaring both your Neptune and your Mercury, and a little bit your vertex. But don't pick on yourself right now. Don't criticize yourself, and don't let other people criticize you unless they have the documentation, okay? So I'm going to recommend that, okay? Because you know what? It's not your monkey, and it's not your circus, sweetheart. Somebody else's opinion of you is none of your business. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to feel that for another 2 weeks. And people can, like, you say, well, what are they criticizing me for? Why do they seem unhappy? Don't take this on. It's their stuff, not yours. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. We're so glad you called in tonight. We're always happy to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. And happy birthday when it comes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna have a wonderful day with friends and family, and you know, I am so happy to live this life, you know, and help all the creatures here, humans, animals, whatever, you know. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Yep.
You have a sweet night. You keep us posted, girlfriend. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
She's so sweet.
She is.
You ready for the next one?
You know, I need it. Oh, I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
You
no,
know,
no. Go ahead. She might be listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Sagittarius, you know, when they get restricted like that, they just are like animals in cages. They just want to be let out, you know, when it's so oppressive outside. They're such a nature creature. So, you know, I feel for her because, you know, I understand she wants to get out.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice if they had a place where there was air conditioning outside?
Oh, that would be lovely. Well, you know,
whoever
that's
creates
snow.
That's going to be a miraculous light worker, okay? Anyway. All right, let's take the next one.
Okay.
Echo 6,
hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi. Can I ask a question?
What's your name, first? Oh,
Suzanne.
Hi. Have you called him before, Suzanne?
I'm not sure. Maybe a while ago.
Okay. Let's see if we have you on our computers. Give us a second to bring you up on screen here so we can take a look at your chart for you tonight. Okay.
Yeah, if you could not say my birth date and stuff that online, though.
What month were you born?
October.
Okay.
Gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. So that's good. Gotcha. So what is your question for us today?
I'm moving to Florida soon, and I just wanted to see if that's a good idea, and will I be there for a long time?
I can't find her on here. What part of
Florida are you
moving to? Are we looking at October 5?
Yeah,
correct.
But don't say the year and stuff, please. I'm online.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on the phone, you know.
You're
so,
fine.
Are you thinking about moving to West Palm Beach?
No, I'm moving, but I'm not moving there.
Okay.
Okay.
Darn.
Now, are you still living in New York?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what I want to do is I want to progress you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to take you, and I'm going to progress you to where you live now, okay? And I am going to see if you're compatible with different parts of Florida. So could
well,
you
I'm already moving
like
in about three and a half weeks, so it's too late now. I can't come back once I'm gone.
Okay. So
well,
to keep it anonymous, can you give me three cities in Florida that you like so I can look at them for you?
Ocala, Inverness, and Largo.
Ocala, Largo?
Largo, Inverness, or in Ocala.
Okay. Well, while she's looking at that, what I am going to say about this is that your south node is in Pisces, and Florida is a Pisces state. And it forms a grand trine to your Mars, okay, and to your Mercury-Neptune-Venus connection that you have in your first house natally, okay? What this means is I think you can make this work. You are in a transformative time in your life. Pluto is going through your fourth house of your home. I'm not saying it's going to be a bed of roses, but I think it's divinely timed of what it's going to be, okay? If you would have said West Palm Beach, I would have said that could have really worked well. After that's going to work
I can't afford that by myself, no way.
So
when I meet somebody and I don't have to move again and have a, you know, grow old together and soon.
And maybe it will be somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
But, again, here, I do think that it will work for you, but it is going to take some effort and some time is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Follow your passion and
yep.
follow your path because it's all about the work as well that you do down there.
Okay.
Follow my what?
It's all about the work you do down there.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have to work. I don't want to work till I'm 80, but yeah.
There's going to be a passion and a creative passion that I think you can find down in Florida.
No, I got to just work as a teacher aide. There's no creative passion in that. I got to work because I have to work.
I'd be surprised. That may be where you start, but that is probably not where you're going to end.
Well, I'm hopefully being a nice man and can retire. I'm going to be 63 in October. I don't want to work till I'm 80. I've been working since I'm 20.
So, okay. Well, what do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, you're asking this question tonight. The sun progresses a degree a year. The moon progresses a degree a month. In the next two
Yeah, I'm not looking. I know this is going
right
to be perfect.
Right now, your moon has progressed at 29 degrees of Cancer in 52 minutes. 2 weeks from now, your moon moves into Leo in your progress chart, and it's going to be there for 31 months. Okay? So what I'm looking at right now is you, by doing this, you're investing in yourself. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And you know what? Good choice. Good choice. You are going to go through a little bit of a learning curve with this, and I agree with Jacqueline on that quarter, but you've been thinking about this for a while, haven't you?
Well, I kind of wanted to move to North Carolina, but I can't afford it there. I have family who moved to Florida. The only reason I'm moving is my whole family moved to different states. I have the only one here.
Ah, the plot thickens. I still think it's going to be, it could be a very good move for you, and I think you have to understand that you're going to make this move, but there may be flexibility that you're going to embrace over the next year to two. You may start out in a particular space and do that and get your bearings. Now, you like I can't use your relocation chart when you move there until you're there for 13 lunar months. You have to go through every full and new moon.
Buddy, and I'll live with them in a year. I don't know if my son's going to move back to New York. If he does, I'll be sad, but I can visit, I guess, and I can afford it. But he doesn't know what he's doing yet. He's only 22, even
but
though I'm
allow
old.
Yourself to get really into Florida, okay? Because
well, I don't know.
Takes
I have to
13
work
months.
You are teacher aide all day.
Okay.
I'm just trying to all find right. a guy to do things when on the weekend. That's all I want, and to work.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously you don't need any more information, so thank you for calling and keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, dear. How are you doing tonight?
A lot better. A lot better. I took your guys' advice, and I think there's some changes, but a little bit better, but I got over a sickness. So whatever you guys can get for me that is coming up, I just started a... I think some paperwork to be done for this week. Hopefully all that will get done for overseas. So, or relationship, whatever you guys can get for me that's coming up. I could use more money in my life, too.
Who are we speaking to?
Rose Maria. From Jersey.
I can hardly hear you.
It's Maria from New
Jersey.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
We got a lot of power issues, and phone lines are all down in South Jersey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. When is your birthday? Because I have so many Marias on here, I can't find you.
December 31st. Sorry.
Say again?
December 31st.
Thank you.
Okay.
Find her.
December 31st,
1974. Right. Okay, I'm trying to find it. I've got like 25 Marias on here, okay?
Well, she's looking for you. Let me know if you need the rest of it after that.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, my grumpy Gus. Okay. It is a low point for you, okay, because the sun is opposing your Venus. Mercury is on your moon. And in those two cases, it is about the emotional frustration being expressed out, okay? This is not the best time in your life, what I will say as far as that's concerned. But on the other circumstances, this is all about you rolling up your sleeves and doing what you need to do and not paying attention to other people, because Jupiter is in trine to your sun and to your Mercury-Venus connection in your first house. So things are actually getting better even though you feel stuck, okay? It's about what you want to do to make yourself feel better at this point in time and what you want to progress with in your life that you can, because you have the full capability and skill. You have Mercury in trine to your Mars and Neptune connection. And with that, you can be imaginative and creative, and you can find an avenue around what you're doing. And sometimes it's just running and escaping it and doing something else, is what I'm going to say. So look at what you can do instead of what you can't do right now, because time will change that for you. The sun will let go of all your planets that it's been hitting over this month, and you'll finally feel a lot better after that, okay? What do you think? Did you find it, Aphrodite?
Nope.
Okay. December 31st, 1974, 7:30 a.m., Camden, New Jersey.
And is she still there?
Yeah, I'm back in Jersey. I've been back a month and a half now from Italy. So.
All right, good. It's okay, girl. Don't worry.
It's not as bad as you think. There's a lot of things. There's a lot for your benefit. It really is. It's about taking care of yourself and doing what makes you happy.
Yeah, I wish I was back in New York, but...
What do you like about New York so much?
New York? Because I can walk a little bit more than to get the stuff, and I'm on the beach living, so it's a lot different. Mm. Than New Jersey. Jersey is a pain in the butt, if that makes sense. It's not a good city.
How long were you in New York, and how long have you been in New Jersey?
In Italy, I was there for 21 days, or 22 days this time, and I basically lived here all my life. I'm in and out.
So I'm trying to find Camden, New Jersey, and I cannot find it.
C-A-M.
Oh, wait a minute. There it is. Got it.
Got it.
Got it. Thank you. All right. I have had some difficulties with my eyesight. I have new glasses now, but I can see better. Let me look at this for you, Maria. You're so sweet. Thank you for holding on.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Whoa. This new moon, you've got trines and blessing lines all over the place here. Oh, my word. This is beautiful. And the lights are opposing your Venus in Capricorn. Wow. I love this chart, honey. You got so much going on here. And now it's time for you to heal yourself. You know that? You're in your Chiron return right now, and all of the fire energies in your chart are working with you, even though you're a Capricorn sun, okay? This is a time to open up your heart, It's a time to look at possibilities. It's a time to become more philosophical and take care of you first. Have you ever done that?
Kind of hard to do with that much money on me, but I try to, like, here and there. Just got my hair cut the other night, so trying to do my best for me. And my work schedule's not that great either.
You need to do that. And so what are you doing for work?
Financial credits and collection stuff. And the schedule's kind of horrible during the week.
Okay, all right.
So I want something better.
You can experience a little frustration right now, but that will pass soon. Okay? And right now you do want to stay in character. And you do need to love and appreciate yourself no matter what shows up as far as prosperity right now. You need to prosper within before you can prosper without, okay? Jupiter's already in trine with your sun. Trine good fortune and abundance, from what I'm seeing here. And that's going to do it with your Mercury. So what's going to happen is, the way that you're dealing with things that you're trying to do, are you doing it outside your home or in your home? You need to do it in your home.
For my personal stuff, yeah, kind of, sort of, but I'm not that good at it.
Okay.
Certain stuff I can't, if that makes sense.
Spend some time taking away the things that you no longer need and put them out there, okay? In other words, take the treasures you have from your past, if they no longer have meaning, and put them out there for other people. And that way, it's going to increase your income. And as you declutter your space, you're going to feel more free naturally, honey. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
The money thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah,
right?
I get it.
Now,
yeah,
are you happy
the
in the home you have? Are you happy in your domicile, like where you're living now? Are you happy there?
Not really. Too much commotion, too much headache I've been getting. If that makes sense.
To change it energetically? Can you change it energetically?
I tried to, but it didn't. It goes backwards, if that makes sense. I get 20 feet up and then 100 back.
Boy, wow. Okay. Well, I think that you need to bring back your inner child, and I agree with everything Jacqueline said now that I have the chart on my screen here. But I want you to know one thing is that, again, if you can dream it, you can create it. This new moon, with both the sun and the moon are in trine to Pisces, okay, in the heavens above us tomorrow. So say to yourself, okay, what can I imagine rather than feeling stuck, okay? Use your imagination. Think before you do, and then do what you can feel, that sense of liberation, okay? Because Mercury's sitting on your moon, you're part of fortune right now, and they're forming trines, your Sagittarian planets. You need to feel less claustrophobic, honey, one way or the other right now. And you know what? Every force in the universe will help you if you make that decision. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
I do. And, you know, what you're looking for, Maria, is in about 3 weeks, okay? In about three
yep.
weeks, the sun will be trining near Mars. Things will start having that activity. You'll start seeing progression then. Then you'll start to feel better because that Capricorn energy always wants to see progress. And you're not going to see progress during this period of time. You're going to see self-care and imagination of what the possibilities could be. That is the next few weeks for you. So really look at it as, okay, I'm taking a vacation from this world for a few weeks and I'll get back to it when it's in my favor. Try that. Again here, over the next few days, you're going to be sappy. You're going to be sorrowful. And it is going to be difficult because Mercury is going over your moon, and it's telling you you need to let go of all this old stuff of what you can't do so that you can start to move on to the future and look at what you can. So I agree with everything Aphrodite said. Hang in there. You've only got a little bit of a time period where then you can get out and be productive again, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Appreciate it.
Hang you in. Keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
I will.
All right, God bless you, honey.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Rest of the weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wow. A lot going on there. Wow.
Yeah.
I might be looking at somebody from your neck of the woods here, Jacqueline.
Okay, all right.
Let's see here. Air code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening, Jacqueline and Aphrodite, and happy early birthday. It's Tina.
Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm staying dry. How are you?
Well, that's good.
We haven't been doing that in Virginia. We've been getting soaked every friggin' day. Oh, my word.
Evidently, you're getting the bottom part of this little system that's going through, because yesterday and today they issued flood warnings for the area that I'm in the area of Salem, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Well,
Tina, where do you
that.
Live now?
I'm at a campground in Woburn, Massachusetts, which is just south of Boston, but an hour away, or just a little over an hour away from Salem.
The grid she's riding off of is still Fort Pierce, Florida.
Yeah, that's
when,
about
when's
right.
When's your birthday?
February 3rd.
Yep.
Say again?
February 3rd, 1965.
I got it. All right.
I love her
so
first
she's
time.
On what grid, Jacqueline? Let me know again. Say again.
Fort Pierce, Florida.
Got it. Okay. I'm not a fan
she's
of Fort Pierce, but.
I need to get as accurate as possible.
I love
so
it.
That's why I intervened on that one, because where she's at is on a journey.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
that's
still
awesome.
Doing it.
I know what? I am so into journeys. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, as a matter
so,
of fact, the
wait,
10th
your main
of July.
Question for us tonight?
I saw the dragon in the advertisement that you guys usually do on Facebook every week. So just curious
right.
is how it's going to wind its way through me.
Okay. Well, let me tell you
because
something.
Because it has something to do with Leo. And yeah.
No. The dragon right now,
Aries-Leo polarities. I mean, Aries-Libra polarities.
Not,
she got me confused with the Leo.
Not just yet, okay? It's still on the Taurus-Scorpio polarity point for another few days, okay?
Right.
It is going to make that shift, though, yes. Now, you're going through your Saturn return, my dear, okay? And when you go through your Saturn return, you do something amazing, okay? You go back to school, you make a relationship happen, you get a new domicile, you create what you want for your future that you think is going to be more long-lasting, not just temporary, okay? And it's right on you like bees on honey right now. It's right on you. You got trines and blessing lines to your ascendant in Scorpio in the Fort Pierce chart, which if you trust your inner visioning and your deep psychic instinct, you cannot fail at all in this cycle, okay? And that's what I'm seeing. Now, other than that, your chart's in good shape. See, you're going to go through your Jupiter return this year. Now, Jupiter only returns to Taurus every 12 years. Right now, it's only at 11 degrees. It's going to move forward. It's going to retrograde, and it's going to move forward again. It's a big year for you to reestablish what you consider to be a treasure, okay? Take your time. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with everything you said. I'm cracking up. Okay.
On your Mercury. Put a sign right on your Mercury, right on your Venus right now in Capricorn. It says, all right, remember what's in you that is expert. Remember what is within you that you know is your foundation. And it's so important on this new moon for you to remember that. Because you understand how dynamic and how grounded you can be, how resilient you can be. You could fall into a pile of manure, honey, and get up smelling like a rose. Trust me on this, okay? Oh, my God.
That's funny because there's only one person in my family that was like that. It was an uncle.
Well, but the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and some of this may be genetic. Some of this may be past life stuff. But I can tell you right now, this lunation is opposing and attracting to both your Venus and your Mercury in your third house of your lifestyle. The community, finding your tribe or creating your tribe. You are so on this spiritually right now. I am so excited for you. I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I know
this is the Four Pierce chart I'm looking at. Now, let me tell you something about your journey. Okay? Let me tell you that. Okay? Sometimes you have to go away and envision and recreate imagination, spirituality. Nature can help you. You might even return to Fort Pierce. You might return to anywhere you've ever lived, but this is your time to reevaluate. You're in your Saturn return, and your moon's also in Pisces. Okay? So because of that, you want to be in love wherever you live and near water, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't matter if it's the ocean. It can be a creek. It can be a waterfall. It can be a beautiful lake. It doesn't matter what it is. It can
be rain.
You got it.
Rain.
Yep.
But being so pissy about the rain. We just had
That's
it.
That's what it's doing right now.
It came through Ohio before it hit Massachusetts, so I hear you.
Yeah. Wow.
Great.
That's okay. I'll just push it on out to the ocean. That's where it's going anyhow.
Okay.
I'm
going to tell you one more thing before I let you go.
Okay.
Neptune is the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith. Okay?
Say that again.
And it's retrograde in Pisces right now. It's the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith. It's retrograde in Pisces right now. It hasn't set on this star for 165 years, girlfriend, okay? It's opposing your Mars in Virgo. You want to be on fertile soil. You want to see nature around you. You want to grow your own herbs, your own garden, perhaps. You also want to feel that, again, that through your vision, you can make a change in reality. Okay? And Neptune's supporting this. That's why you're on the journey. And that journey will give you pieces of the puzzle. But you cannot complete the puzzle right now, but you're working on the parts of the puzzle. And know that's true. Okay? We're going to have retrograde Mercury coming in and Venus coming in over the next couple of months. This is a time to do the research. To look at what you really want, not only in the outer world, but what you envision within yourself. This is going to be an amazing couple of months for you. I have to tell you, girlfriend, I'm excited for you. I really am. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I am so on the same page as that. It isn't even funny about this journey, okay? She ended with, you don't have all the pieces to know what the whole thing's going to end up as. Okay, you are still on this journey. I can't say enough about that. Will it change this year? Absolutely. You need some more information. So it still is about that traveling. It's also about, because what's challenging you is the in conjunction between your Mercury-Venus connection right now to Mercury. Venus had already did that too. Mars had already did that too. And now Mercury, okay? And you're tired. You're going, what is this all about? It's all about the journey. It's all about the creativity. It's all about the imagination. What new can I find out here? Okay, and it's all about the adventure. I can't say enough about that. The pieces will start to fall into place, like Aphrodite said. The search will start to prosper in the fall. Promise you that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Look at the first apple harvest, which is usually the first or second week of September. I have to tell you what.
An apple harvest?
You're going to realize it was all worth it.
The apple harvest, you said? That's the
first
2 weeks of September?
The first and second week of September, yep. And during that period of time, and some of my ancient decks, they call it the flowering of Lourdes. At that point, you'll stand there and you'll feel chills through your body when you just look outside your door. It's going to be that amazing. I can feel it, and this is just a psychic impression. This is not about astrology. It's within me, so I want to give you that, and I want you to let us know when that happens. I want you to call us back, okay?
Okay.
You're almost there,
all right,
Tina.
Sweetheart. Well, thank you for calling in so much tonight. This has been a fun reading.
All right. Thank you, guys, as always, and of course, you guys work together because you guys together are the best counselors, so. Always remember that. Everybody does.
Thank you so much. What a sweet blessing. Thank you so much.
No worries.
All right. You
All
have
right.
a sweet night, honey.
You guys have a great night. Stay dry.
You as well.
As you, can, yeah. You too. Oh, my word.
All
yes.
right. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Sweet night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think we can take one more. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. Echo 773, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Have you called in before?
I think I have.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
I think you have, too. I think I've heard this voice before.
Nice. And when is your birthday, Elizabeth?
4/14/1966.
Gotcha. So what would you like to know from us tonight?
My life has been kind of on hold for the last 6 years due to a workplace accident. And I'm on disability now, and I want to move somewhere where there's better health care, a better quality of life. I'm still waiting for the lawsuit to settle for this. But I feel like I can't move until
now,
that settles.
Where do you live now, Elizabeth?
Chicago.
And you want to stay there?
No, because the health care here is really bad. I have state health care, and I've been getting turned away from places that I need. So, I mean, I'm in pain. I need to go somewhere else where I'll be able to thrive and get the care that I need.
Yeah, okay. But let me tell you something about your chart tonight. You're April 14th, right?
Yes.
Okay. You've got trines and blessing lines all over this chart tonight with this new moon coming out tomorrow. Oh, my word, girl. And is trying planets that are in Scorpio and in Pisces, okay? And so because of that, you have a lot of train energy going on right now. So you're more apt to meet your goal when the sun is in water, okay? And that could be November, and it could be March of next year. So were you looking at something that's going to be more quick or something that you could wait for?
I'm going to have to wait because I'm on disability and the apartments here are so expensive. Even the new senior housing that they're building, a new building, it's like $2,600 a month, and that's just crazy. So,
No, you can't do that. All right, so the real estate market is going to take another turn. Right now, it's the seller's market. We know that. It's been that way for a while now. But with you, I'm looking at November more than any other time, or early December. You're going to move local or you're going to move far away? What do you choose? What do you want to do?
Well, I really like where I'm living, but like I said, the healthcare here is horrible, and I hate the winter. And I've had, like, bone problems. I keep getting in accidents, so I need to go somewhere warmer. So it's probably going to be long distance.
Okay. All right. Now, are there places you've been considering?
Yeah. Europe?
Where?
Europe.
Europe.
Can you give me the name of a city and a country? I can look at it real quick for you right now. Okay?
Yeah. Occitanie, Occitanie, France.
Which country?
France.
France.
I can't hear you.
France.
Okay.
French.
Thank you. Got it. Let's take a look.
I think I can buy a house there because the houses are really affordable.
Nice. I love that. Okay. Let me see if I can bring it up on screen for you right now. Okay. Occit.
I don't know.
What's the rest of the name? Occit.
Anie.
Is there another city around it?
It's in the south of France near the Spain border.
Is there a bigger city right next to us so we can look at the dynamics here for you?
I'd have to Google it really quick.
Is it I-E or O?
I-E.
So I'm not getting it on my computer. She's usually pretty good, but...
What?
We're about to go off the air, but I'm going to keep you online so we can look at this for you. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Go ahead.
It's right above Spain, right by the Mediterranean Ocean.
I need a name of a city and a country.
I think that's the Department of Aquitaine. Aquitaine.
Spell it.
Occitanie.
In France, it doesn't have it.
Nope. Yeah, hold on.
Is it Spain? Not getting
it's
that
right
either.
Next to
nope.
it.
Well,
I can't find it on a
Hank,
computer. Very unusual.
Yeah, it has to be some kind of small, or they might have a place, or they might have put it under another
name. Try Andorra, A-N-D-O-R-R-A.
France?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is.
Actually, it's near Toulouse. T-O-U-L-O-U-S-E.
T-O-U.
L-O-U-S-E.
I've got that now. Okay, there you go.
T-O-U-L-A-U-S-E.
T-O-U-L-O-U-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Wow. That's an interesting relocation. It would definitely transform and
There's
change your life.
There's actually more than one of them. There is one that is in Frank Covenant and one in Mid-Pyrenees.
Yes, Mid-Pyrenees. Mid-Pyrenees.
Thank you. Got it, girl. All right. Let's look at your relocation there right now, and I'm going to give you, like, the skinny on this, because if you want a longer reading with each of one of us, we can do this for you. I progressed your chart, and I'm looking to see how this is going to be at this time of your involvement with everything you've been through, because this is going to give you some useful information. And what my computer does is it gives me scores, okay? It gives you scores in 10 categories, and they usually go from 0 to 150. Love and romance here is 0, but friendship and family is 215. Vocation and career is 363.
Wow.
Optimism and opportunity is 163. Culture and creativity, 647, girlfriend, okay?
Nice.
This could be a place that you could grow more spiritually. I'm not necessarily seeing it as a financial solution, but spiritually, creatively, I like this for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like this for you a lot. And so I would do your due diligence. There's going to be a couple plants retrograding, okay, over the next couple of months. It's not the best time to sign a contract, but it's a great time to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
So do more research for this to put you where you need to be, okay? Because that's what it's really about. We have to step in and become co-creators of reality. And you're there, okay? And I would love to see you happy again. You're such a sweet soul.
Me too.
Yep. So you keep us posted and stuff, and we'll look at it again. If you find you go to a place that's close to it, we can still find it. But it looks good to me. What did you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. And you were talking about your health. What is really beautiful about that is that your Mars-Sun connection is in your sixth house there when you relocate, and it is a perfect trine to your midhaven.
Oh.
So, point out that I think you're on the right track as far as your health care is concerned, too. I think that may work for you. So I agree with everything Aphrodite said. This is a time period where you do need to do your due diligence as far as work is concerned with it. Keep finding out more information. Keep looking at it because, again, here in your relocation chart, it puts Venus into your fourth house of your home and trying tuned. So it, with this, as far as I think you place. Now, Chiron is also there too, so I think it is also a healing place for you as well. Okay.
That's what I feel too, yeah.
Look at it.
Love
I really
it.
Do.
I love it for you. This is great, sweetheart. This is great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and you keep us posted, will you?
I will. Thank you so much.
Many blessings, sweetheart. Right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here every Sunday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're so happy to do the show, and we hope you're all blessed in whatever you're doing, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Where can they find you, Jacqueline?
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll speak to you next Sunday. Have a blessed week.
Have a good week, and have a happy birthday, Aphrodite. Good night.
Thank you. All right, love you. Bye.